Right, this next question so long, we should have got Garth Crooks in to read it. It's Boxing Day. Panel, you're surrounded by your rubbish presents that you've no use for at all. But thanks to the gift receipt and the start of the sales, you have the opportunity to convert all those ill-judged purchases into something you might actually get pleasure from. So you knew it was always heading towards a torturous analogy. So what pieces of junk that football managers have should they get rid of, and what should they be looking to replace them with in the January sales window? I'll start with Jim Jeffries.
Well, first of all, Portsmouth, get rid of everybody. My team Fulham.
Am I giving you a point for that?
Yeah, my team Fulham. I'm very happy with you. I'm very happy with Fulham. Fulham don't need anybody. I think Liverpool should just bring in a surgeon, a full medical team, just to repair the players they've got, and then maybe bring in a player. I think Chelsea's doing fine. I haven't been watching the Premier League the whole time, so I'm going to go Manny Ramirez from the LA Dodgers. It's the only sport I've been watching. He's great. He's pounded with steroids. Put him in any team. And that's it.
He served a ban for steroids, shouldn't be on them now.
Oh, yeah? He's great, Manny Ramirez. He's full of juice and he doesn't care.
Okay, isn't full of juice anymore. John?
Well, unlike Jim, I'm not going to go through every team in the league.
Answer. He didn't get many points.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is focus on one person for the team that I support, which is Andre Vornin, who has got to be the worst footballer ever to play for Liverpool. And there's some competition in that. And
not only is he the worst... Come on.
Not only is he the worst player, he's got the worst haircut.
Absolutely.
He's got that ponytail that looks like he sells horses to gypsies. And I'm sorry, but if you look like that, you should... If you look like you when you come off the pitch, the first thing you do is put a three-quarter-length leather jacket on. You should not be playing for Liverpool. And I think Liverpool should get rid of him and get Beckford from Leeds. Because I think what we need to do in the English Football League now or in the Premiership is start signing players from lower divisions and giving them a chance instead of drafting in all these illegal immigrants.
Horses, gypsies, Darry's having a go again.
I'm having a go. Why is that supposed to be Irish? Andre Vornin, by any stretch of the imagination, isn't Irish. I think that would be quite the leap of faith.
He's got bad streaks.
Yeah. And like, let's face it, he's not going to sell. Benitez won't sell Vornin. He'll sell Aquilani, right? He'll play Aquilani twice and then go, this isn't working out. And he'll sell him for 8 million or something. So or he'll sell Torres, some ridiculous thing, and buy another anonymous central defender. The David Villa is called, I think, the sooner Valencia get rid of him and he just picks a club. Because if I hear one more thing about Villa, oh God, we need to get rid of him and Silva, you know, just come to Arsenal, for God's sake. But the one I really look for to every window is Yaya, right? Yaya Toure, right? Because Yaya is linked as the sporting parlance with any club his brother plays for, simply for the reason that his brother plays for the club. Because in the slightly infantile way that sports reporting, especially the transfer window, goes, that's got to be where he goes. Because you know the way in the real world, in real life, you always want to work where your brother works. You're always, that's a major aim in life, is to work in the same office. How are you, brother? You well? Ah, how are you? Because, you know, that saves trips for your mum when she's dropping the two of you off. Like, so why this ridiculously? He'll be linked to City. He was linked to Arsenal for years. He'll be linked to City again.
Who hasn't answered? Bob?
You make me sick, all this conversation. Honest to God, about, David Villa's going to be coming out, and how much money is this? You want to come down where we play football?
Here we go.
Shall I tell you something about the January transfer window? It's the same as the February one and the March one and the April one. No one's got any money. It's the loan window. What we do is we watch the papers and think, go on, David Villa, go to Arsenal. There you go. And then one of your reserves will have to drop down to the B team. One of the B team will have to go to the youth. And one of them will slide off the bottom and get out. Williams will be there with a big net. Come down here, son. We've got £8 a week. We'll give you £8. We'll line you up along Sean Thornton. He's 38. He's drunk. You'll have a great time.
Yeah, but we'll get you tickets for the dart.
Is it a double hallelujah there, Bob? Hasn't happened all year. First one of the year. The scores at the moment, Jim Jeffries is on 15 points. He's rocking the suburbs. John, you're on 18 points. Dara's on 19, so the good battle, Scouse Irish battle developing. They're in the lead at the moment. Still Bob on 22 points. Now, as regular as Santa himself,